Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the list is out of the 20 most dangerous intersections in Los Angeles. But will it change your driving at all? KNX 1070's John Baird is sitting near the worst of the worst, and he joins us live. Where are you, John?
Well, this is the worst in terms of sheer number of accidents, and I'm at the corner of Sepulveda and Sherman Way. They had 47 crashes here last year. USC crunched the numbers and found that Van Nuys actually has six of the most accident-prone intersections in Los Angeles, with a total of 195 collisions last year. And we're not talking about just car versus car, but also, unfortunately, car versus pedestrian. One man sipping a cup of coffee here near the intersection tells me he's not surprised that this is the most dangerous intersection in town.
I've been hit once.
You have?
Yeah. I just got hit January 1st right over by the freeway.
That's not far from here. So what does he do to protect himself while crossing the street?
I'll wait about 5 minutes and then go.
Another Van Nuys resident says people complain all the time about the unsafe driving here. LAPD has more than 20 officers conducting traffic enforcement in Van Nuys. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A woman on a skateboard today in Playa del Rey hit and killed. It was a hit and run. Happened about 1:15 this morning near Pershing Drive in Manchester. The suspect car said to be a 2018 Black Audi A5. An LAPD spokesperson says hit and runs are a growing problem.
Stop. Identify yourself. If you get involved in a traffic collision, don't make it a felony crime. Just stop.
Police say the woman who walked out of a nearby business was showing a friend her skateboard when she went into the street, got hit by the car that was northbound on Pershing.
Coronavirus concerns have reportedly led to some physical and verbal attacks on Asian Americans. And some LA County school and political leaders are trying to encourage calm. Let's get more live right now from KNX 1070's Craig Fickner.
Now, the superintendent of LA schools is out with a warning here and just some comments saying coronavirus rumors and misinformation that they've led to unwarranted calls by some to close schools.
And we're very concerned. We want to make sure that everybody has the correct information, and also very important is we want to make sure that our Asian community is not targeted or profiled because of this virus. The coronavirus is not spreading in Los Angeles County.
That's Deborah Duardo. She insists that school is one of the safest places a kid in LA can be. There have been just, of course, crazy rumors about the outbreak. They've been running rampant on social media.
The guy gets into a lift and he's Asian and he coughs and everybody runs away. And just to, you know, this virus it doesn't attack people on race. And I've seen quotes that say it's a Chinese virus. It's not a Chinese virus. It can attack anybody.
That's Erwin Pond of the Chinese Association speaking on the international TV network NCA. In a few hours this morning here in L.A., Supervisor Hilda Solis will do her part to tamp down the coronavirus fears. She'll be pledging support and protection for L.A.'s Asian community. Back to you.
The virus, as you know, can turn from mild to deadly. And this afternoon at 1 o'clock, join us for a very special KNX In-Depth Coronavirus Race Against Time.
There was a 5% drop in cargo at the Port of Long Beach in January, and officials say the port say that concerns about the spread of coronavirus were an issue and the trade war with China to blame. The Press Telegram reports that imports were down, as were exports, and the number of empty containers that were sent overseas, that was an issue as well. Last week, the Port of Los Angeles reported a similar drop in cargo.
Lax state laws on theft give rise to increasing activity by thieves who steal packages, drop by the delivery services at your front door. And now a state senator wants to toughen the law.
Under the dictates of Prop 47, any theft under $950 in value is treated as a misdemeanor, providing little deterrence to porch pirates. State Senator Brian Jones of Santee wants two specific changes in the law to deter repeat offenders.
it immediately makes it a crime if your intent is to steal off the porch. That's number one. Number two is if you are caught three times and prosecuted, it can now become what's a wobbler. It gives the judge and the DAs the ability to decide whether they want to prosecute it as a misdemeanor or a felony.
A felony conviction could mean up to 3 years in prison. Jones's bill is headed for the Senate Public Safety Committee for a first hearing later this spring. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
State officials say that several clans of cougars in Central and Southern California could qualify as being threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The findings follow petitions from ecological groups, which say that the mountain lions are being poisoned, hit by cars, and legally shot with permits. The endangered status could lead to the limiting of highway construction and real estate development. Fish and Game Commission set to take a vote on it in April.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.